Well, on this week's show, we have news about Neil Patrick Harris buying Disney. No. Buying Haunted Mansion art. Wouldn't that be cool, though? Solar farms powering two theme parks in Disneyland, Space Mountain permits, and so much more, all on the Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all of the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a four-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. So glad that you are here. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing good.
Doing good. So I let everybody know who's listening. We have a guest in the house.
Yeah.
Our buddy Bill is here. We're going to be interviewing him later. So if you hear something in the background, it's
another voice.
It's not a ghost. Your house isn't haunted. It's our buddy Bill. Properly pronounce your last name.
Idenese.
Yeah, I'll never get that right. I love you with all my heart. I'll never get that right.
Very few people have over the years.
It's weird, man. It's a hard name. You know, Castelnova is easy. Johnson, Snuffleupagus. Those are easy.
Snuffleupagus.
So how was your weekend, pal?
Well, let's start with Tuesday.
It's a weekend.
Tuesday, I was at the Edison. Wednesday, I was at Port Orleans with Yeehaw Bob.
Oh, sweet. How was Yeehaw Bob? That's a callback right there. Yeah,
he was rocking the piano. He's like a little ever-ready bunny. Yeah. He doesn't stop or sit still.
So we did an interview with Yeehaw Bob in the first year or so.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy, but he fidgets.
Yeah, so he was tapping on his keyboard, on his... Yeah. Yeah.
All night long.
He was playing, but he was tapping on it. Yeah.
I'm like, I was going crazy.
Yeah.
So that was Friday.
I don't think I did anything. Thursday I went to Drive Shack, which is one of those golf places. Yeah. And then we got to Saturday, which was the meetup in the Void.
The Void. That button gets more action. Anyway, so that was cool. You do anything yesterday, Sunday?
No, slept, rest.
Good sleep. For you. Good for you. Okay, so let's see. This week for me, Monday, I was at a press event for Wine Bar George. Tuesday, I was at... I didn't do anything Tuesday. Well, I did the Park Hopper thing, but Wednesday, I was at Splitsville.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, don't think I did anything Disney. Right. Friday, I know I didn't really do anything Disney. Saturday was the Void. And then we had dinner at Morimoto Asia.
Yeah.
And then we went to go see, Sid and I got to go see Black Panther.
Ooh.
Wakanda Forever. And so that was cool. And then Sunday was just
coming out on Blu-ray and DVD soon.
Yeah.
I got the notification by Disney Movie Club.
You know what hit me the other day is we're sitting in a movie theater the week before the next Marvel movie comes out,
mm-hmm.
and the theater was full.
Yeah.
What in the heck's in the water with those guys? I think I lost two toes.
Are they just going to run the two movies like next to each other? Black Panther one and Finney in the other? And you can
you know what you should do? You know what you should do? You should go see Black Panther
sneak out of that theater and go in and see Avengers.
Yeah.
Just knock them out back to back.
Yeah.
Maybe you should. Yeah. If you have movie pass, you could probably do that. So that was my week. How was you guys' week? Let us know in the comments what your week was like. Anything else you want to add before we get into it?
I got nothing.
I will say this. If you want to find out how the Void experience went, Monday, it'll be the Monday after next. We did a whole show just for that, so you could check that out. Quick up and down, thumbs up.
Yeah, it was good.
Just be prepared to wait.
Yeah, in many queues.
Stuff happens. It's technology, and you know what happens with technology.
Queue after queue.
And if you like standing in queues, boy, has the Void got the experience for you. So other than that, let's go ahead and get into the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Hey, we did it right. Yeah,
finally.
We usually screw that up.
Yeah.
So anyway, so.
We're pretty good at it.
So, you know, Pandora is a thing now, apparently.
It is.
Yeah.
All the chicks dig it.
I can't.
With all their bracelets.
I thought it was going to be a fad, really. Oh, I was talking about the land. You're talking about the jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the Pandora utility suit officially debuted at Pandora, the world of Avatar. The 4.2-ton, well, that's kayfabe. The 4.2-ton Pandora utility suit officially debuted at Pandora at Avatar at Disney's Animal Kingdom on last Sunday, just in time for the park's 20th anniversary celebration. I don't think that thing weighs 4.2 tons.
I don't know.
It can't weigh 4.2 tons.
That's what Disney's saying.
Because if it falls over, people will die. Perched 10 feet high, a human pilot straps into the cockpit of his exocarrier and controls its powerful yet agile movements. The giant walking suit was designed with articulated hands and a shoulder span of more than 5 feet. And he would not be able to ride the Banshee ride.
Yeah.
It also bears claw marks and battle scars from a Thanator, which I thought he was coming with the next Avengers movie. That's weird.
Yeah, I thought so too.
A Thanator is a alpha predator on Pandora. Wow, they're kayfabing that up. Like all the lands at Disney's Animal Kingdom, Pandora is rooted in nature.
Except for the robot.
Except for all the fake nature that it's from another planet that doesn't really... Anyway, so it's rooted in nature, and the Pandora utility suit showcases that in dramatic fashion. As the suit's pilot traverses the land daily, he interacts with guests, sharing details about the land's otherworldly landscape, and highlights the importance, say with me now, of preserving nature.
Oh, yeah.
So,
so it's... Edutainment?
It's edutainment.
Or infotainment?
Mm-hmm.
As we would call it back in the day.
Yep. So so I've seen video and pictures. It's it's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you can see how they're doing it. It's really cool how they do it. It's fun. It's great. And for little kids, I'm sure it's just the most amazing. And for adults alike, I'm sure it's amazing.
And the thing's got three handlers, too. He's just not out there on his own.
Yeah, I'm sure.
My question was, what if he steps 4.2 tons? What if he steps on somebody's foot?
Yeah,
that's gonna leave a mark.
I don't think it weighs 4.2 tons. Yeah. My pickup truck weighs
It would probably be hard to move.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's the weight of a pickup truck. Yeah. So it's probably plastic. But
yeah,
you know,
probably is.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, hey John, what would you pay for some original Disney Haunted Mansion art?
Some original Haunted Mansion art.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the money or
from the Disneyland?
Do I have the money or do I not have the money?
Yeah, let's say money's not a problem.
It depends on what the piece of art is. I would probably say if it's an original, like a ride vehicle or original, like the Madame Leota ball, I'd probably play. If I had the money and I didn't have anything else to do with it, I'd probably spend $500,000 on the Madame Leota ball.
Okay. Mr. Neil Patrick Harris.
NPH.
NPH.
Yeah.
Spent $170,000.
On
a Haunted Mansion prop, outbidding CEO Jeff Bezos of Amazon to get this.
So what was Neil Patrick Harris and Jeff Bezos
bidding on?
Bidding on.
Yeah. So it's a painting. It's a stretching room painting.
Oh.
The one where he's sitting on the TNT keg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's an original Disneyland prop. Now, I don't... this was, I think, through the Van Eaton Gallery auction. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's verified and real.
Wow.
But 170,000, actually $172,500
wow.
on one painting. And he was on the, what's his name? The karaoke, carpool karaoke guy.
Yes.
I can't think of his name. Anyway, he was on that TV show.
Yeah.
And he's saying this is not the most he spent on anything from Disney.
James Corden.
James Corden. This is not the most he spent. He sure spent he more.
Oh, he goes to Disney on vacation. I'm sure it's not the most he's ever spent.
Well, I think Disney pays for that part.
Some of it.
Which allows him to spend $172,000.
Sure. What's funny is he's probably made money from so much money from Disney. It's like, I'll just take this and trade.
Yeah. There was another a guy, too. Oh, my God. His name will come to me in a minute. But anyway, Neil says that this just fits into his Scooby-Doo murder mystery wheelhouse, and that's why he collects Haunted Mansion stuff.
After he bought it, did he look at the camera and go, boom, goes the dynamite?
He should have.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what would you pay? What would you pay for like a stretching room piece of artwork?
I'd probably have to pay $100,000 at least. I don't know if I'd go as high as $172,000.
He didn't think
he was going to get it. He just kept bidding.
Yeah.
You know, to see how high it would go.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, it went pretty high, Mr. Harris.
Well, I mean, he's making. I mean, the amount of money that they're making just for the syndication of How I Met Your Mother. God,
yeah.
I mean, he probably just spent a week's pay just like, yeah, why not? Here you go. Yeah. And plus he got one over on Bezos.
Right.
Ha-ha, yeah. Look what I got.
Mr. Rich Man in the World.
Yeah.
But see, what's the guy that does the show The Wall?
The Wall?
Yeah. That show, it's like Plinko.
Oh, dude, I have no clue.
Anyway, that guy also collects Disney memorabilia and spent a ton on recently.
Quick, name a Disney fan that collects Disney stuff that doesn't spend a ton of money on Disney stuff. Quick, name one. Of the three of us sitting in this room.
I think we all do.
We all spend a crap ton of them. It's what we do. It's hardwired into our Mickeydom.
Yeah, look at
I spend a considerable amount of money on stuff in Disney.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Considerable.
Yeah. So I guess everybody collects something.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think you should bring that with you when you come for the candlelight processional, Neil, so we can see it and verify it.
Yes. As I start to talk about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
boom!
Check
goes
this
the dynamite.
Out. Boom goes the dynamite. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. Yes.
Christians around the world just drop dead.
Yeah. Boom goes on to mansion.
Boom goes on to mansion. Boom goes my career at Disney. Yeah.
Okay, so if you didn't join us this past Saturday at the meetup, we have now...
Shame on you.
We have another one in May, May 26th at the Baseline Tap House at 7 p.m. That's the Hollywood Studios. You will need a little ticket media to get in.
Passy.
Yep, get something to get you into the park, right. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We can probably meet up around 7, and then we'll probably do the fireworks, maybe the movie show and the fireworks, Star Wars fireworks.
Ooh.
Maybe we can catch both of them.
Movie show.
Yeah.
What is the date on that?
May 26th, 7 p.m., Baseline Tap House.
What date? Day?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday, so it's a Saturday.
It's always a Saturday.
Always a Saturday.
Sorry.
Yep. Then, June 23rd, 2 p.m., also a Saturday, we will be at Port Orleans French Quarter having some beignets.
Well, that's not bad, because 2 p.m. works with Donna.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We'll be able to make that.
All right.
We'll check with you.
You may be on your own for that, because I think my family's in town. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens.
Great.
We'll have to see what the schedule is.
Now I got to buy all the beignets.
Yeah. Well, we have money.
I'm not worried about it.
All right. We sent out, I think most of the people that were interested for being bloggers and photographers and helping us out on the blog have all been signed up.
Sweet.
They've all been authored.
Sweet.
But if you are still interested in writing stories, taking pictures, taking video, please feel free to email us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. You know, DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
I was wondering when you'd catch that.
If you are interested, then we'll get you all set up. Next on the list, don't forget that you can listen to the show on your Amazon Echo or Dot or Google Home. Just say, hey, play the Disney Parks podcast.
Hey, insert name here.
Exactly. Insert smart device name here.
Order me a pizza.
Yeah.
I did that the other day accidentally.
Oh, did you?
I was at a buddy of mine's house. And
pizza came?
No, pizza didn't come. He caught it in time.
Oh, good.
No, it's funny.
You should wait until he goes to the bathroom and then do it.
Yes. Pizza. I didn't order pizza, John. What?
What?
Well, it's here.
I was just saying, I wish I could have ordered a pizza and it came.
Well, it's funny because he has it right near where we sit.
Yeah.
And it's a buddy's house and we do a podcast. And one of the people that we talk about, his name's Alexa.
Oh.
So it's constant. Wow. It's just this constant litany of ding. Yeah. You know, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Don't forget to go to DisneyParksPodcast.com/shop. We have some T-shirts left over that we're trying to get rid of that are a very reasonable price.
You have this one, do you?
No, we don't have that one.
Right.
Yeah, so if you go there, and then we have other things that you can pick up, which make nice little gifts for your Disney fan.
Sweet.
Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you hear us, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever it is. Give us a 5-star rating, say, hey, great show. Anything helps keep the needle being moved.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm very excited. Now is a great moment in time because Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort is opening 3 new bus stops.
Woohoo!
That's exciting news. Beginning on April 27th, guests staying at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort will be able to take advantage of three bus stops. God, that joke never gets old. Taking over the previous single bus stop at Old Port Royal. The three new stops will be able to take guests across Disney World Resort. Departure number one, Magic Kingdom.
Duh.
Doy. Departure number two,
Epcot. Duh.
Disney's Animal Kingdom and Blizzard Beach.
Ooh.
Departure number three, everywhere else.
Yeah.
Disney's Hollywood Studios, Typhoon Lagoon, Disney Springs, ESPN's Wide World of Sportages. So yeah, it's
cool. So I wonder if this is in preparation for the new hotel kind of opening up.
Yeah.
Are they trying to get their stuff in order, give it a little testy test?
Get those ducks in a row now.
Yeah.
Yeah, get used to it.
Yeah, because that is going to be like another, 2,000 people possibly, right? 300 rooms.
They're going to have to plus their bus stops too.
Yeah.
I
think that's why they've put out those minivans, is they're just giving people on, that'll be a Skyliner stop.
Right.
So Skyliner buses, minivans.
Right. Well, Disney's also been very smart about that too, because they've implemented a lot of that now. So
sure.
I don't know. Do we have a proposed date of when the Skyliner is opening?
2021.
2021. Okay, yeah. So we're still a few years out. So as these new properties come online, hopefully they've alleviated some of that traffic and gotten people used to, I just want to take a Disney van, or I just want to do this. So they're not, hey, let's just all jump on a bus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully that's kind of worked some of those kinks out. But yeah, it's exciting times. We'll probably have some new bus stops that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Thrilling.
And new Skyliner stops.
Hot diggity dog. I'm looking forward to riding that.
Yeah.
Sweating in August when I ride it.
Awesome. All right, so last week's trivia question was, look closely at the postage stamps near the end of It's a Small World.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And among the smiley faces, you'll see the likeness of a non-Disney character. Bill, do you know who it is?
Can't say that I do.
Okay.
I think you stumped me in that one.
Ooh.
It is Charlie Brown.
Oh. I thought it was Archie.
Yeah.
No. Dang it. I never get this right.
No.
Charlie Brown. The answer's right in front of me. Just read, you fool.
We only had one person send us an email, and that's our friend Robin.
See how easy it is, folks? One and done.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
I don't have to send you something, Robin. I'll see you. all right. So this week's trivia question may be tricky.
Mm.
Okay. A little bit tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the only Disney animated film where the main character does not speak?
That's a great question. I'm going to say The Third Goat to the Left in The Emperor's New Groove.
The Fifth Leg Goat?
Yes. Yes, I'm amending to The Fifth Legged Goat.
The answer is no.
Dang it.
If you know the correct answer, send it to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, and we will send you something pretty nice in the mail.
All right. If you were one of our Patreons, you just came from a live show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. We do a live show just for you guys. And if you want to help support the show to keep what we do here free, we would really appreciate you coming to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We do a lot of content just for you guys. You get shows posted early and ad-free. And a lot of other special perks that we like to throw in there just to say thank you for being our Patreons. So you can go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast to sign up today and be like these awesome folks: James D, Krista, Grant, Ernie, David, Sam, Jennifer, Ross, Ron, Jeremy, not that one, Willie, Michael, Mike, Cassandra, Katie, Eva, and Katie. Very lovingly nice. referred to as Other Katie.
The Other Katie.
The Other Katie.
The Other Katie.
Yep.
All right. That sounds good. Hey, Disneyland now filed some permits to renovate the upper level of the Starcade at Space Mountain at Disneyland.
Wow.
Yeah. So Disney just filed a permit to renovate the existing interior space of the second level of the former Starcade at Space Mountain. And our Starcade is gone here. Been gone for a long time, so... Mm-hmm. This is a 5,000-square-foot area that will become an indoor air-conditioned queue space for the attraction and the existing roof deck queue, which will be modified to feed into the indoor area.
Nice.
Yeah, so a little indoor queuing.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Since the 1990s, the second level has been vacant and mostly off-limits to guests. There was a set of speed ramps from the first level, but these were blocked at various times. By arcade games, press pennies, machines, curtains, and then eventually removed completely. There was an X-Wing Starfighter from the Star Wars suspended from the ceiling over the speed ramps, but it was moved to Star Trader following the opening of Star Tours in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
The People Mover track used to go glide by the windows, giving guests a look into the Starcade, but that was changed when the People Mover closed in 1995. So, now, last year, it was given its last new life as a private event venue for large parties and large groups. And they showed a picture that had, it's like all different colored chairs. And at the end of the room was a giant, you know, Main Street Electrical Parade drum.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Cool.
Yeah. It all lit up. So, apparently, somebody had a Main Street Electrical Parade fetish. For their party.
There you go.
But the room looked very cool, you know. It was all colored and lit up nicely.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
I would think that that would be a great venue for private events and things like that.
It would be.
Or I would have an event there.
Of course you would, because the drum is still there.
If it's still there, sure. If not, I said bring the thing back.
Bring the drum. I'd like the drum, please.
Bring me the drum.
That'll be $44,000.
Okay, I don't need the drum.
Keep the drum. Walt Disney World's newest solar farm, we've talked about that on previous episodes, is going to power not one, but two, count them, two theme parks.
Woo-woo.
Reedy Creek Improvement District recently entered into an agreement with the Aurigis Energy USA to build a massive 270-acre, 50-megawatt solar farm. The solar project is planned to be completed by the end of the year and will generate enough energy to power two theme parks. Both of them at Universal. Just kidding. The facility will have a grand total of 500,000 solar panels.
Wow.
which will reduce emissions at the resort by more than 57,000 tons a year. This equates to removing 93,000 cars from the road, a statistic that shows Disney's 2020 goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the resort by 50% compared to 2012. Located near Animal Kingdom, this solar facility will join the 5-megawatt facility that was recently built near Epcot. Combined with two solar sites, will provide 25% of all power needs for Walt Disney World. Construction is set to begin in the coming months, and they hope to have construction wrapped up by the end of the year.
Okay, so here's a crazy thing I found out last year, maybe, yeah, probably last year. The Disney lines of business, so like hotel or an engineering, imagineering, housekeeping, blah, blah, they get a bonus based on how much energy they can save the company.
Wow.
So it's in the best interest of these lines of businesses, parks, mm-hmm. to build a solar field because, all right, yeah, it may be some capital laid out front, but if they can lower their greenhouse footprint,
sure,
that will get them a bigger bonus.
Right. And they're probably getting a lot of that underwritten by that electrical company.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
I wonder if any of the savings that they'll generate, if they'll pass it on to the guests.
Yes, they will, in the form of higher prices.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's, to pay for that capital.
That's what you do for savings.
Yes.
Yes, that savings. Yeah. Yeah, I think that was the optimum word.
I can't even believe you asked that question.
I know, it's crazy.
Now, it's interesting because the other solar farm, wasn't that built by Duke? And this one is, I wonder, all right, so the Animal Kingdom one probably sits in Osceola County, and maybe Duke doesn't service Osceola.
Probably not.
Because the Epcot one is in Orange County. So maybe that's a Duke thing.
Weird coinkydink.
Back to the grid, they get paid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we want to make sure that you come visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. Check out all of our show archives, our blog posts, links to amazing sponsors. We also want to make sure you find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Disney Podcast are on Twitter, YouTube.com/DisneyPodcast, Disney Parks Podcast. And we've got a fledgling new Instagram account at Disney Parks Podcast. We want to check that out and make sure that you hook up with us over there. Don't forget to come to patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast. Sign up there. Take advantage of all those perks and cool things. Then you can see a live show just for you on Mondays. And other than that, my friends, thanks for listening. And we'll
see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a bow out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.